your ears are tuned in to Sput and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnice, and you are now listening to the season finale, episode 10. Yo, what is up? What is up, Sput and Chat? I missed y'all so freaking much. Okay, I know I said to y'all before that I would not go a long period of time without talking to y'all, but life fucking happens, you know, and I know y'all understand that shit. So please do not shoot at your girl. Please do not talk trash, because I know I've been slacking. I know I have, but life be getting in the way, man, and I'm about sick of that shit. Because I like to be consistent with y'all. I try my very best. I try my hardest to stay consistent with you all. I mean, not saying that I'm not consistent, because, you know, I'm still doing my podcast, but I want to get back to how I used to be with recording like every other day and dropping an episode or something, so you guys can at least have an episode twice out that week or something, you know. But 2021, playtime is fucking over, okay? 2021, I will be back in the game, back with my consistency with Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. So it's gonna be no lacking, okay? So tonight's episode, actually this morning, because I am actually recording this at 1:20 in the fucking morning. Do not ask me why I'm up. I mean, I'm just up and I'm charged, and I was determined to drop this episode. So here we are. We in here, you know what I'm saying? We up. We about to make this thing happen. This is the season finale, episode 10. This episode's topic is playtime is over. And for those of you who don't know what that means, playtime is over. That goes for any and everything. Anything that you ever like felt like you just was playing with yourself with in life, with this past year, because 2020 has been a motherfucker. So anything that you feel like that was in your way, anything that you said that you wanted to do, that you wanted to make happen, anything that you ever just made excuses for and did not make it happen, playtime is over. It's time to get your shit together and stop fucking yourself. Okay, so that's pretty much what this topic is about. So we are, before I jump into it, let me see, do I have anything new? I know last time I talked to you guys, I think I mentioned about my collection that I'm doing. I'm still working on my collection with my artwork. For those of you who don't know, and this is your first time listening to this episode, I would really hope this is not your first time listening, because you are a whole season behind. If you are, no worries. Please make sure you go back to season one of Sput and Chat by Shanti Arnice, called Self Love, and please make sure you catch up all the way up into this previous episode of the season finale, season 2, episode 10, because that's what we are in. We are on season 2 of Sput and Chat. So, but yeah, for those of you who don't know, I am an artist, I paint, and I am working on this new project called The Bliss Collection. 2020, like I said, 2020 has been a bitch, okay? My collection was supposed to be dropped. It was called The Bliss Collection 2020. So it was supposed to been dropped this year. But like I said, shit happens, things get in the way, but you know what, it don't matter, because I'm still doing that shit, okay? But yeah, I'm still working on the project. I'm almost done, not quite almost, but almost done. If you feel me, you feel me. I'm almost there. Everything is turning out great though. I am like so freaking excited to drop it. I can hardly contain my freaking emotions on it right now, because every time I finish a painting, it's so freaking hard not to post it. And right now I'm working on one that's so freaking dope, and I'm like, I've been dropping sneak peeks, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I know my team is like pissed off at me because I ain't even consult with them first. Usually I send it to them, I hit them up, I be like, hey y'all think I should post this sneak peek, or y'all think it's okay for me to post this? And they'll be like, yeah, post that shit, or they'll be like, nah, don't do it. My fast ass has been, I done posted 2 sneak peeks in a week because I just can't fucking wait, okay? But I ain't gonna post nothing else, so I'm just gonna try to contain my emotions and contain my excitement on this collection. But stay tuned, because 2021 playtime is fucking over. The Bliss collection will be dropping 2021. No games, no lacking, it's happening. Also to add, I am also about to start accepting bookings for private paint parties. And the reason I did it as a private paint party is due to COVID. I didn't want it to be anything too crazy and just open to the public. I just kind of wanted it to be something that people can just book me for with their family, their friends, husband, wife, and their couple friends, or, you know, kids parties, whatever the case may be, girls night, whatever the case may be. I just did it to a bare minimum of a minimum of people, so, you know, you guys can just come together and just have a great time and enjoy paint, music, you know, wine or whatever. That is my next big thing that I have added to my business, and I'm praying and I've been manifesting every day for that to become successful, so that maybe I can go full time and, you know, make that a thing. So that's what I'm working on now. I am accepting bookings for private paint parties, kind of like painting with a twist, but, you know, I will be coming to them. So y'all, let's just make some shit happen 2021. That's what I'm working on right now. And I know for a fact your girl is about to be booked the fuck up, okay? I'm speaking that shit into existence. Fuck who ain't. So yeah, y'all be on the lookout, because Color Me Bliss will definitely be on the fucking map, okay? But I think that's it. My play's still coming along for y'all who just now tuning in. I did move into my own place this year. That was some good out of 2020. 2020 ain't been all bad, you know. I done did a lot of shit. I done got my LLC for my business, moved into my own place, I improved at my artwork. It's been shitty. I mean, I had a couple losses. I lost one of my favorite cousins, but, you know, the good is definitely still happening through this shitty ass year, and I'm just praying that 2021 is a blessing and a better year for everybody in the world, because we all have them had a tough time this year. But yeah, so again, I think that's it. I think that's all the news that I have. So let's get into this topic. Playtime is over. And with that, I just feel like these are some of the things that I just sit and I say to myself. Like, sometimes I just catch myself just thinking into space, and I'd be like, all right, bitch, how long you about to be sitting up here making these same excuses? Because it's just like, no, for real. Like, how long are you going to keep making, how long are you going to keep masking the same excuses? You know, like, the same excuses that you know are excuses. You know you need to do the right thing and take the necessary steps, but you don't, because you use the excuse that you're comfortable. And it's just like, all right, girl, play with your cootie cat and not with your mental. And I'm going to say that again, because this goes for all of us, ladies. Play with your coochie. Do not play with your mental. Stop fucking with yourself. And if you're going to fuck with yourself, like I say, fuck with yourself in a good way. Do not fuck with your mind. It just goes a long way. And I've also came across 2 quotes that kind of stuck with me for this topic. So if you guys can, write it in your notes in your iPhone or write it down. Get a piece of paper, pen, and write these two quotes down, because I feel like these are some things that can kind of help you to just remember to just like get back on your shit or stay on your shit or, you know, wake up, bitch. It's time to start making some changes. So the first one, it goes, we fall, we break, we fail, but then we rise, we heal, we overcome. I'm going to say that again. We fall, we break, we fail, but then we rise, we heal, we overcome. And that quote just, it stuck to me because it's true. And if you really think about it, in life, that's literally what we do. It's literally like a fucking obstacle course. We gonna go through some shit. We gonna fall. We gonna break. And we definitely gonna fail a lot. But you know what? We get back up. And guess what? We overcome all that shit. We gonna rise up. We gonna make sure we do everything we need to do so that we don't fall again. We don't break again. We don't fail again. We gonna come back on top. And we gonna be even better. And we gonna overcome all of the shit that, you know, that broke us. So it's just like, that stuck to me because it's just like, playtime is fucking over. You gonna go through some shit to get through some shit. And it's just like, do what you need to do. But don't fucking give up. Because you gonna go through hell. You gonna go through rain, sleep. Did I say it right? I don't fucking know. But you gonna go through snow. You gonna go through all of that shit. But when you fucking make it to where you wanna be, that shit gonna feel so fucking good. You're gonna be so happy. And you're just gonna feel the greatest tingle inside that you overcame that bullshit. So that's why I love that quote. And this is another one. It says, if you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. And that one, that's actually probably my favorite, one of my favorite ones, because it's true. A lot of us aren't brave enough to say goodbye. Like I said, we mask those same excuses on and using the same excuse as we're comfortable. So you don't know how to say goodbye. And I too do it myself every fucking time, every fucking day. When it comes, whatever it is, I'll be like, I don't know if I'm ready to do this because this is all I know. This is, you know, this is what I'm used to. I'm comfortable. I'm scared to jump out there and do something different, or I'm scared to meet somebody different, or I'm scared to, you know what I'm saying? I'm scared. And instead of me just doing it. But in reality, if you think about it, you are blocking yourself from your own blessings. You're stopping yourself from getting what you deserve because you're not brave enough to say goodbye. You're not even giving yourself that opportunity to say hello to a new beginning. And it's just like, how the fuck is you gonna get on with life still being afraid? How are you going to move on in life using the same excuses, still masking the same excuses of you being comfortable with one fucking thing? And it's just like, we ain't here to fucking be comfortable. We're here to do what the fuck we need to do and go on to the next journey. Nobody is not supposed to be stuck. Nobody is not supposed to be froze into the same shit, because that's what happens. Life goes on. Anybody that's still in the same position that they've been in, that's because they ain't motivated enough and they ain't doing what the fuck they need to do to move on. So it's just like, people like that, you don't have no fucking room to complain, because what are you doing? What are you doing to make it a difference? And it's just like, we can sit up and talk about what we're gonna do all day long, but it's just like, if you ain't making the necessary steps, you ain't gonna be able to get that new beginning. You ain't gonna be able to say hello to what you need, and that's waiting on the other side of the door, waiting to reward you with a motherfucking golden medal. So that one, to me, I love that quote, because it's just like, it speaks to me, because like I say, I do it all the time. But you know what, one thing about me, I ain't about to just sit. One day I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna realize, all right, bitch, it's time to start moving on to something different. You know what I'm saying? It's time for you to just say goodbye to that old shit and say hello to that new shit. And it's just like, And that's the point where I'm at now in life. And that's why I say playtime is over. It's over. It's done with. I ain't playing with nothing. I'm come 2021. I'm coming for everything. And when I tell you I'm not playing, I'm really not playing. And that's for everything. That's for everything that's a game. It goes. That think it's a game, it goes for niggas, it goes for bitches, it goes for business, and it definitely goes for personal. And when I say I'm coming full first for everything, it is fucking personal. And I'm about to just show up for me and not for the next bitch. And that's just what it is. When I walk into this room, when I walk into any room, you're gonna see me, you're gonna know who I am. I'm finna come in with my head held high, my nose tooted up. It's me. I visioned my higher self. So that's who I'm coming, and that's how I'm coming, and that's who I'm showing up as. My best self, my higher version of myself. I'm not looking back onto anything of what I used to be, anything that bothered me before, anything that I felt like that may have put me down, or just try to anything that was in the past. It's over with. It's done with. I'm not reflecting on anything that puts me in a space to where that's going to put me down or to where I can't move forward. And that's, like I said, playtime is over. That goes for any and everything. Niggas, bitches, business, and it definitely is going to be personal. This is where I was going with that. I caught myself saying a lot of times, like, even to my, like, to myself, to my sisters, to my friends, and even to that motherfucking nigga, and that was his warning. So I would catch myself saying all the time, I want different, I want different. And it's just like, when I say I want different, like I said, it goes for anything. I want different as far as financially. I want different as far as my love life. I want different as far as my occupation. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I had to sit and think and tell myself, okay, I want different. So I'm going to start with me first. And because at first I was just like, you know what? I keep saying I want different, but what am I really doing to receive it? Like I'm continuously doing the same shit with the same people. I'm continuously letting bitches walk over me. I'm continuously being there for a bitch and the bitch not being there for me. I'm showing up for everybody and not for me. I'm not putting me first. I'm not putting what I want first. I'm not doing what I need to do to get to where I want to be so I can have whatever the fuck it is that I want different. What are you really doing? You know what I'm saying? So it took a lot for me to sit and realize, okay, if I want different, I'm going to start with me. I'm about to start reevaluating some shit. Every fucking thing in my life is about to be different. I'm about to start, you know, like I said, taking them necessary steps. Because in order to get to be where I want to be, I got to do it. I got to start with me. I got to start reevaluating the people that I have in my life. I got to start reevaluating different things that I do, as far as habits, anything that I'm so comfortable with and that may be in my way, I need to just sit there and just write in my journal everything that bothers me, everything that I know for a fact that's hindering me on moving forward, and start reevaluating a lot of shit in life just so I can receive that reward that's on the other side of the door. I want to be brave enough to say goodbye so I can be rewarded with that new hello. It's just time. It's time to stop playing with yourself. And I say that because often we will blurt out, no, because he need to stop playing with me or they. But in reality, are they really, or are you playing yourself? I say that also to say, I don't know about y'all, but I know for sure. Sometimes I see things for what it is before it even happens. And then when it happens, I be shocked as if a motherfucker really got me fucked up. To then turn around and say I knew better. So stop playing. It's just like, it's okay. Like, don't feel bad, because I do this shit all the time. It happens. And it's just like, as long as you're able to acknowledge that, it's a great start on knowing it's time to stop fucking playing. It's just like, you know, you knew better. You seen that shit coming and you still fucked yourself because you just went with that fucking devil on your shoulder instead of that angel on the other. And it happens. Like I said, it happens to me all the time. All the freaking time. So it's just like, you know, take accountability. Take accountability for your actions. Know what you need to do to move forward. And before you just let yourself fuck yourself over, listen to your first instinct and just go with your first mind to know you're not about to do this and you're not about to accept that. Because if you do, you're going to end up fucking yourself in the end because you fucking knew better. And when you're tired of something, you're going to make a change. Don't worry about what a bitch got to say about you because they're going to talk regardless. And at the end of the day, what's tea to them is your testimony. And that goes, like I'm going to keep saying, it goes for everybody. Because I want y'all to understand how personal this growth is for you. How personal this growth is for your health, your mental. Like, it goes a long way. You need to nourish your body with that mindset. You need to accept that healing to let yourself know this is what it is. Don't feel bad about the journey that's in your life. That's your testimony. Let what a bitch have to say about them, about you, that's their business. It's your testimony. And don't be ashamed about it because you know how you come in. You know how you about to come. And you know how shit is about to turn out for you because you done manifested that shit. You done reevaluated all the shit that was in your way that put you through that journey. So now come 2021, you coming full force. So it's just like, fuck that nigga and fuck them bitches because everything is about you and it's about to get very, very personal. I'm gonna say it again. What's tea to them is your testimony. Fuck them hoes, okay? And I don't know, I just feel like also if you don't, and this goes, I'm gonna say this because this goes for niggas, this goes for friends, this even goes for some family. If you do not fit in my new criteria, get the fuck on and get the fuck out. It's a lot of shit I'm not going for. Moving forward, like I said, I want different, so I'm going to start with me. It's a lot of shit that I'm not about to tolerate come 2021. Like I said, I show up for everybody and I don't show up for myself. And especially for you niggas. I am not dealing with no situationships come 2021. Because situationships make no fucking sense to me. Do not. And I'm tired of putting myself through that freaking mental. Because it's just like, okay. I saw a quote today. And I'm about to read y'all. Well, it wasn't a quote. It was a tweet, actually. But I'm going to read it to y'all. Because I felt that shit. She was like, basically seeing the same thing. Situationships makes no sense to her. She said, I like you. I want to be in a relationship, but I'm not ready. But I still want you in my space. How about we date and we fall in love? And then we fall in love. Oh, how about we date and if we fall in love, then we fall in love. If we don't, then we leave. Like, when did this get complicated? And that's so freaking true. It's just like, this past year, I done came across so many fuck niggas. So many fuck niggas that it's just like, bro, I am not going into 2021 like that. And that's probably why I can't receive my full reward as far when it comes to my love life. Because it's just like, I continued on fucking with fuck niggas knowing it was fuck niggas. And I fucked myself over. And I fucked myself over. Like I said before, I need to stop fucking... I need to play with my cootie cat and stop playing with my mental. Because back to the love life situation, I've came across so many dudes that it was just like, oh my gosh, this situationship is so complicated when it doesn't have to be. It's either this is what it is and this is it, this is what it ain't. And if I really feel like I'm really feeling you and I really want more from you and you're not quite there yet, I'm going to leave you alone. So why on earth can't you leave me alone so that I can receive my reward? I want to receive my new hello. I'm trying to be brave enough to say goodbye to you so I can say hell to the fucking O to my new beginning. And it's just like, I don't want to vibe. And if I'm going to vibe, I want to vibe with that person that I'm going to be. We're about to be more. And it's just like, a situationship is just not it. Because one person wants a serious relationship and the other doesn't. But that person that doesn't still wants to lead you on just to keep you around. And it's just like, why? You want the benefits of the relationship without the expectations, the obligations, yet still have expectations or obligations. And it's just like, wow. Blasphemy. Because what the fuck? What sense does that make? Why don't you just leave me alone? Because I'm telling you now, if I find myself liking you more than you like me, I ain't even finna go into that shit. Because like I said, playtime is fucking over. 2021, I ain't going for none of that shit. It's either we about to be dating to move forward to build, or we ain't doing a fuck thing at all. I ain't got time to waste with you, nigga. My time is of essence. My time is precious and valuable. It means everything to me. I wasted so much fucking time on one fucking person. When I say my time is valuable, it is valuable. I've wasted so much freaking time with a lot of you niggas in 2020. So I damn sure, for sure, is not, I am not bringing that shit into 2021. I'm not. So it's just like, you better come with it. You better fit my new criteria. Like I say, if you do not fit in my new criteria, get the fuck on and get the fuck out. And it's just like, 2021, I want to meet somebody who don't remind me of nobody. I want that brand new vibe, that brand new fresh air. Like, I want to be able to just think about you and not think about you and how you doing some same shit that somebody else did that remind me. No, that's not what it is. I want everything new, everything fresh. 2021, playtime is over. I'm gonna keep fucking saying it because this topic is so freaking real. Like, it speaks volumes on a lot of shit. When I say it's gonna hit pinpoints on anything, because like I said, it goes from niggas, it goes for bitches, it goes for business, and it goes for personal. It's gonna hit a lot of things, and it's gonna hit a lot of bitches' heart, because it's just like, especially 2021, we ain't taking no shit. For the people, like I always say, people make time for who they want to make time for. You gonna show up for yourself first. And 2021, that's how I'm coming. That's how I feel like everybody should come, because no one is too busy. It's just not it. Nobody is too freaking busy. You're just not a priority. 2021, for all them people that don't put you first, or at least be more considerate of you, and so people that's not, fuck that, be selfish to yourself. Don't fucking deal with them people who can't even put you first and not put you as, and they don't put you as a priority at all, and just be like, oh, they were just too busy, they were just doing that, they were just doing this. No, because I'm telling you, a simple text can go a long way. A simple call, hey, I'm about to be doing this and that today, but you know, I just wanted to check in with you, da da da, that goes a long fucking way. Ain't nobody too busy. Everybody gonna make time for who they want to make time for. They're gonna put you as a priority if they feel like you're a priority. So for the people that don't do that shit, and you sitting up there hounding their ass, hitting them up like, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, like, you ain't calling me, you ain't doing that, stop that shit. 2021, we ain't doing that shit. Put you first. And if they ain't showing you I can't even talk. I'm trying to preach some shit. Can't even talk. But if they're not showing, no, like you should, if they're not showing you, if they're not giving you that same energy, it's a no. It's a dub. Slide. Get rid of that shit. Don't even question a bitch on E motherfucking thing. Dead it right then and there. Because I'm telling you now, if you keep nagging a bitch about what they're not doing, that's how you're gonna keep, you're gonna keep doing it. And who wants to keep doing that shit? Who wants to keep dealing with the same shit? Playtime is fucking over. Stop fucking with yourself and keep it moving. Man, it's just so much to freaking say. Like, it's just like, playtime is over. We ain't playing with these bitches 2021. We coming full force, live in effect for everything. Everything. Anything that you said that you wanted to do, do it. Anything that you don't even just dwell on it. My favorite cousin today, she made a little post or whatever, and her and I were even talking, and it's something that she said that stuck with me too. Whatever it is, just start it and you can perfect it later. And I felt that, because it's just like, we ain't about to keep playing with ourselves. We ain't about to keep playing with our business. Like, don't be afraid. Start it. Do whatever you need to do and analyze that shit to the T, because you have plenty of time to perfect your craft. And I know it's true. I know it is, because I have and I am still perfecting my craft. Like, I have seen so much accomplishment and, what am I talking about? Wrong choice of words. I have seen so much improvement is what I meant to say. But I still accomplished some shit, so whatever. Y'all caught my drift. I have seen so much improvement on everything that I have done as far as my business. The only thing, you know, that I have not been pursuing much is my organic soap. But 2021, I'm coming for that too. Playtime is over. Color Me Bliss Organics will be out. But I've seen so much improvement in my artwork, and it's just like, I'm still perfecting it. So whatever it is that you're out there trying to do, do it. Go for it. And I've been as far, and even with my paint party, putting that out there, I've been dwelling on that shit for months. When I say for months, and I've just been scared, and I was just like, fuck it. I don't have to have, I wanna, in my mind, because I'm a perfectionist, I'm an artist, so that's just how I live. Everything got to be to the fucking T. Like, so in my mind, I was just like, I don't want to do it because I don't have this together, I don't have that. Like, what if this happens? Everything, I'm a what if person. Everything is what if, what if, what if, what if, what if. And something just hit me, and I was just like, you know what? I ain't trying to work for these people all my life. And it's getting to the point where I was starting to get aggravated with my job. So I was just like, you know what? I can't do this 9-to-5, 2021. I'm about to just start it. I don't care. I'm about to just drop my bookings for my paint parties, and I will perfect that shit later down the line or through the process, whatever I need to do. I'm about to just do it, make it happen, and I will learn on the way. And that's just what it is. So 2021, I need everybody to come with that type of mindset, that type of motto. Start it and perfect it later. Do not dwell on it. Just go out and do it. And even if you gotta ask for help, I mean, you can't depend on everybody, but make sure you have the people in your circle and the people in your corner and on your team that you can tell them what you're brainstorming on. You can tell them your plans and what you're manifesting and not have any worries, because everybody in your team want to win. Don't have no hating ass bitches in your circle, because you can't go to them bitches for help when you need be. Literally everybody in my circle gonna make sure I'm straight, and it's vice versa. I can go to the people on my team right now and say, hey, I want to do this and that, da, 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 but, you know, I'm down bad right now. And I don't have to ask. Majority of the time, they'll be like, well, if you can do this or that, you know, I can chip in. I can help with this. You know what I'm saying? They make sure they're going to help out in every freaking way, even if you have to do that sometimes. But like I say, make sure you have them type of people in your circle. And, you know, you can definitely prosper by yourself and with that support system as well. It's over. Playtime is over. We ain't come to fucking play with you hoes. And another thing, again, 2021, like I say, this goes for every freaking body. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care who you are. If you don't show me effort, if you don't show me anything from the jump, and like I said, if it does not match my criteria, you just became practice for me. And it's just like someone who really fuck with you, they don't restrict themselves to the lame ass society rules because of anything. They gonna fuck with you, they gonna fuck with you. And if they're not, they're not. So it's just like I said, get the fuck on. If you don't meet it, get out and get the fuck on. So, and I just feel like that's a lot of this shit that I'm seeing is some major shit that we need to go into 2021 and have the mindset of, because like I say, a lot of shit done been rough 2020. We done accepted a lot of bullshit from people. Cause some of us, I know I do. I have a good heart. So some things I take and it's just like, I don't even have to do that shit for real. Shit don't even have to be like this because I know what I deserve and I know what I can receive. And it's just like, you may not be appreciative of me or whatever it is may not be worthy of me, but it's somebody or something out there that is and that will. So it's just like, what in the fuck am I dealing with some bullshit that I know I don't have to deal with? 2021 ain't going for none of that shit. It's a new fucking year. We got what, a few more days? December 31st at 12 a.m. on the dot. I need everybody to have different fucking energies. I need everybody to be walking in that bitch, walking into fucking 2021 with a glow. We shining, we bright out here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even finna play no games. Like, do not accept bullshit. Do not accept anything. Don't accept no bullshit from your job. Don't accept no bullshit from that nigga. And don't accept no bullshit from them people. Fuck everybody who do not meet your new criteria. And I when I say stand on it, I mean stand on it. And it's just like, I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better. You will feel so much freaking better if you just go with the mindset as such. Because like I said, if you vision your higher self, that's what you need to come as. Come as your higher self that you vision. I don't know. I just know that I am excited for this new beginning, this new year, because it's just so much in store greater. Every year, everybody have a New Year's resolution. And if you don't have a New Year's resolution, you need to start doing so. I have a new resolution every month. Every month I have a goal, a different goal set. And I may not, like I told y'all, I may have told y'all this before in my previous episodes. I set monthly goals. And if I don't reach everything on my goal list, I'm going to at least meet something. So it's just like, set your New Year's resolution. And just space it out. Put it, everything from different events, from what you want, out of yourself, what you want out of life. Write it down, what you want to start doing, what you want not to do, what you're not going to take come in this upcoming new year. What are you going to put first? What are you going to do? What necessary steps are you going to take to make whatever it is that you want to happen, happen? Set your New Year's resolution, stick to it, and don't take no shit. Playtime is over. And even if you need to stop in the middle of the day during this new year, and when I say from January all the way to fucking December 2021, even if you have to say this shit all the way from now until then, playtime is over. Just to freaking install in y'all brains that y'all coming full force. Y'all not about to play with y'all self. Y'all gonna play with y'all cootie cats, but y'all not finna play with y'all mental. Okay? If you have to keep reciting it, do so. Whatever you need to do, whatever it takes, just do not revert yourself to any old habits, to anything that you've been dealing with in 2021, because it's just like, who the fuck wants to do that shit? Who wants to keep feeling down about some shit that they know they can change? Like I say, if you want different, it starts with you first. It ain't got shit to do with anybody else. It has everything to do with you, because if you're brave enough to say goodbye, you will get rewarded with that new hello. That's just what it is. You have to wish the best for yourself. Wish the best for yourself next year and make sure you do what you need to do to get it. I don't know, man. I really be dropping some gems on y'all ass. I really be dropping some gems. You know what I'm saying? And no, seriously, like I say, my podcast is based on this type of shit. It's based on being inspirational. It's based on being uplifting, no judging. I'm definitely here for everybody. This is not just for women. I'm a woman, so I'm going to speak, you know, to us ladies, because I'm a woman first. But what I say, everything that I stand for, everything that I put out here on this podcast is really for everybody. For everybody. So I really hope that everything that I say, you guys can take heed from. It can help you in some kind of way. Even if you want to just come to me, you guys know you can reach me on my social media. You can follow me on Instagram at ColorMeBlissLLC_ and follow me on Twitter at Golden25_. Anything that you need, if you just want advice, you can always hit me up there. I'm always available. And we can go from there, but don't be afraid. Don't be hesitant to come to me, because this is a judge-free zone podcast. As you all know, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. I'm here to be there. I'm here to be that voice. And shit, maybe y'all can even talk to me too, because I need it too sometimes. It's like I can speak to y'all, but sometimes I be speaking to myself too. So I can take it too. But yes. I just wish you all the best this upcoming new year. And just understand, it's just like you can be struggling today and you can get blessed tomorrow. That's just how God works. That's just how it is. He gonna come through every time. So it's just like 2021, you may do come through some things that, you know, you feel like that may be a little stumble along the way. But just know it's not the end of the world. You can make a difference. A difference will be made. You will be blessed. Stay blessed. And make sure you guys pray, manifest, do whatever it is that you feel you need to do to make whatever it is that you want different to come true. Start with you first. damn everybody else. And that's just facts. I need everyone, like I said, to walk into 2021 with that attitude. You want different, start with you first, because that's where it is. It lies within yourself. It lies within you. So can't nobody make a difference but you. Because it's your life, not theirs. They're just living in it. And they don't have to fucking be in your shit if you don't allow them. And if they're not meeting your criteria, they don't have to be in it. So just don't disrespect yourself. Don't fuck yourself over. If you know better, do better. And definitely do not put energy towards shit that does not need it. Because sometimes you just got to be like, bet and leave that shit alone. Be humble about the shit, because at the end of the day, you going to get your blessing. You know your worth. You know your desire. You know what I'm saying? You know what you coming with. So it's just like, any bitch that feel like they finna come and fuck you over, it's going to just say fuck them and keep it moving. That's their loss. Anybody that flopped on you, anything that has flopped on you, that's their loss. You know you pressure. You know you pressure. So act like it. 2020 has definitely showed us its ass to kiss. But 2021, they can kiss our ass. 2020 can kiss our ass. 2021. Like I said, we come in full force. Playtime is over. 2021, I'm not playing with you. Okay? I ain't playing. We ain't playing. But I think I'm going to wrap it up. I've said a lot that, you know, I feel like that was necessary to say. I feel like you guys pretty much get the fucking picture. We ain't wasting no fucking time. We ain't playing no fucking games. We playing with our cootie cats and not our mental. Come 2021. So, you guys get it. And like I said, I wish you guys the best. Anybody that has their own business, or anybody that's thinking about starting their own business, I strongly recommend that you go for it. I strongly recommend that you show up for yourself, come full force. And like I said, make sure you keep those people around you that want to see you win, and damn the bitches who don't. I just wish, I pray for many, many blessings upon us all. And we're about to make 2021 our bitch. And that's what it is. I will be going on a break after this season finale. Season 3, probably, I can't even tell you guys. I know I said I need to be consistent, but I always do a break after the season finale. So whoever listening got some smart shit to say, shut the fuck up, okay? Shut up, because I know what I said. I know I said I'm going to be consistent, because I am. But no, I just have a lot of things coming up in the beginning of this new year. A few months in the beginning of this new year. Like I said, I'm trying to finish up this collection, and I'm trying to get my bookings together. I just have big shit coming together for Color Me Bliss LLC, okay? I have a lot of things that I'm trying to pursue and make happen. So I will be taking a break after this season finale. It won't be too long of a break, probably about a good month or so. But season 3 will be back, and we're gonna have a lot of shit to talk about, because I want to know what the fuck y'all got going on coming 2021. I want to make sure we ain't bringing our old habits into this new beginning. So I want to make sure everybody was brave enough to say goodbye so they can get rewarded with that new hello. So, you know, I'll be ready, and I know y'all will be waiting for me too. It was nice chatting with you all, and please, please make sure you guys stay in tune with me. Please follow me on social media for all updates on everything, even if you need to just hit me up and just say, you know, what you want my new topic to be about, anything, or just because you guys want to maybe see me or see my artwork that I'm about to drop, make sure y'all follow me. Again, my Instagram is colormebliss_. My Twitter is golden25_. Just stay in touch, because I would love to stay in touch with you guys, and I can't wait to chat with you guys again on season three of Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. And we are out. Bye.